The wave of home foreclosures that has swept California over the past few years has hit the Bay Area especially hard, including parts of Santa Rosa. Tyrone Casey, Regional Vice President for the international nonprofit Operation Hope, worries that there may be another surge of bad news on the way.
Of all the homes that were sold this year in California, half of those were foreclosed homes. Half. Typically, that's around 5%, 10%, but half. That's pretty amazing. So, yes, there is another wave that's on its way. There's many of the five-year adjustable rates that are starting to adjust this year, so it's more important than ever that homeowners seek help before their mortgages get beyond their control.
And his organization is ready to be a source of that help. Operation Hope is offering a free foreclosure prevention workshop tomorrow evening in Santa Rosa.
Certain hotspots in the Bay Area are the highest in terms of foreclosure. In Santa Rosa itself, it is fairly concentrated. That's part of our reason in being up here. We really are seeking out and trying to help folks. And we know this next wave is coming up. We don't know to what degree it will impact this community, but we're trying to get a little bit ahead of the curve if we can.
To that end, Cozy says it is better to seek information early than to wait for a crisis to erupt.
Often it varies on how soon the homeowner decides to do something about it. It's a very emotional issue, as you can imagine. They put their life savings into the structure, and to learn that they may be losing their home, there's a lot of shame connected with it. People typically were not even communicating to others about it initially. When someone waits a fairly long time to do something about it, the situation could be worse than it would be if they started to deal with it earlier.
It's taken longer than it should have, but Cozy says lenders are now being more responsive when mortgage holders seek help. But he cautions that one frequent outcome, short sales, may not be the best option for the homeowner.
Sometimes I think perhaps they may want to consider that too soon because they often turn back to the real estate professionals that sold them the house. And for many real estate professionals, even still in the business, that's the solution to agents decide they need to present as a solution to their client.
That's one important reason why Operation Hope offers free counseling to underwater property owners.
Our team is just phenomenal. They really work hard. They're compassionate. They listen very carefully. They don't completely buy into all of the emotional baggage, and they can't. They have to maintain a certain degree of objectivity, but they're compassionate. And when someone knows someone cares enough to work with them on their behalf to help save their home, now you have a team.
Another resource provided by his organization, adds Cozy, is their mortgage crisis hotline.
The hotline was actually opened because of Katrina, providing help to people who just lost everything. Just when that crisis was ending, the whole mortgage crisis started to show up. And so we decided to keep the lights on and keep it going.
So far, he says, the hotline has fielded more than 150,000 calls and helped some 40,000 families protect their homes. The hotline number is 1-888-388-HOPE. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.